Commencement's the best event of our academic year. It really is. And it's that way because we get to recognize your achievement. Each of you, one of the nearly 1,900 graduates and soon to be Wayne State University alumni, made significant sacrifices, we know that, to earn your degree. We're thrilled for what's in front of you today. A bright future, a future full of purpose and possibility.
Commencement at Wayne State University. That was Wednesday when nearly 1,900 students graduated. In fact, in the 2025 calendar year, Wayne State has graduated more than 6,500 students. And the proud interim president of Wayne State University, President Richard Bierschbach, joins us right now. And that was whose voice we were hearing at the start of this segment. Mr. President, what you said made sense, and it must have felt good saying it, sir.
Well, thank you, Paul W. It's a real pleasure to be on here with you. It's my first time on here with you at WJR, and I'm excited to be here. And yes, I was very proud to say what I said there. You know, commencement and graduating students, that's why we exist, right? That's the culmination of years of hard work. It's a rite of passage, and it's really central to our mission and our identity here at Wayne State. So for me, it was just a blast, and it was fantastic to send those students off on their next chapter.
Well, and it's good for us too, Mr. President, given that the university credentialed more than 1,000 healthcare professionals who will support the health and well-being of their communities and address the workforce shortages we keep hearing about in medicine. You're doing a lot at Wayne State to try to fix that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And just to put a finer point on that, you know, we need that here in Michigan. If you saw the Detroit Regional Chamber's recent report, we rank 40th right now in per capita income in the state. And we rank 33rd in post-high school educational attainment. And there's a direct correlation between a direct connection between educational attainment and how states do economically. And so a big part of our mission is to push that forward.
You know, it's an interesting time when you think about it, because we are pushing very much now a trade school education. Now, the question is, have we swung the pendulum too far one way or another? For one period of time, we didn't pay too much attention to trade schools. And we said, you got to go to college, you got to go to college. And now we've swung the other way, where there are a lot of people saying, you don't need to go to college. Don't go to college. Go to trade school. I mean, there's a happy medium somewhere in the middle, because research still tells us that a college degree does indeed pay off on average. People with a bachelor's degree have an average net worth that is 5 times more than those with only a high school diploma. Now, that doesn't mean they're figuring in those with trades and that are fabulous at what they do, electricians, plumbers, contractors, builders, you know, all of that. Have we found a happy medium in there, President?
You know, I think there's always, room for both. But I can tell you the data shows that we're just going to need more and more four-year degrees in the future. You know, by 2031, 69% of all the jobs in our state are going to require some education beyond high school. And we know that people with a bachelor's degree, as you say, it's not just that they have a higher net worth. They also occupy, and this is related to that, many more of the jobs that pay the most. So, you know, the top two-thirds of the highest-paying jobs in the state are occupied by people with four-year degrees. And so I think, you know, the economy is going to tell us what we need to do there. And the economy is saying we need more post-high school education.
Wayne State University Interim President Richard Bierschbach is here with us, our first conversation, and we're enjoying it very much. Where did you come from? Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I grew up in Wyoming, Michigan, so I'm a Michigander, born and bred.
Beautiful.
Over there on the west side of the state. Oh, I loved it. I had a great childhood. My dad worked at Steelcase. He worked nights on the line when I was a kid, building chairs. My mom was a preschool teacher. They both grew up on farms. And for me, I'm a creature of Michigan's public education system through and through. And that was transformative for me. And honestly, Paul W., it's why I came back from the East Coast, where I had been for 20 years, to first be the dean of a law school here at Wayne State. And then when I was asked to step into the interim role, I was happy to serve because I believe so much in what we do here. So I'm just really excited to be able to contribute in this way.
Well, we have this is one connection we have with your dad at Steelcase, my favorite business chair, and best for my back that I've ever had in all these years is a Steelcase chair that I got from Lori Powell, and it was NBS Commercial Interiors Steelcase. That's what it is. So I as soon as you said that, my ears perked up, and I went, wait a minute, I have a Steelcase connection. So you would like to be. You'd like us to help you remove the interim in your title, I think.
Well, I appreciate you raising that. Look, what I will say is I stepped into this role because the university asked me to serve, and I did that because I want what's best for the university, and that's how I'm approaching the next several months here. The Board of Governors is going to go through a search process, and if it identifies a candidate that it thinks would be fantastic for the university, I want to support that candidate. If the board decides that it wants me to stay in the role longer, I would seriously consider that because I just want what's best for the university.
Well, that's a very good answer. It is like running for office, I guess, because, you know, they're going to be looking at a variety of people. But you get our vote from our first and only conversation. I don't even know who the other people are, but I think you'd probably be very good at this. You've got a heart for this. You're a Michigander, back even when we were Michiganians.
but that's right.
I hope that they can remove that interim title, and we'll have you back often.
Well, Paul, I would love to come back. Again, I appreciate you having me on here, and I wish you and the rest of the crew there at WJR and all of your friends and family and loved ones the happiest of holidays.
We wish the same for you, Wayne State University Interim President Richard Biersbach. Thank you, sir, and good luck to you. And again, happy holiday, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah. We celebrate all of them here in Focus on WJR.